Nathan Triplett, who is the mayor pro temp for the city of East Lansing. Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate for having you on the program. Saw a story a few days ago on Fox, and it discussed how more than 2,500 cities and counties throughout the country have more than $3 trillion of debt when it comes to unfunded pension as well as underfunded health care. And we've been asking community leaders from around the mid-Michigan area but where their community stands. And I was hoping you might have some information for us regarding East Lansing.
Sure thing. You know, I think you're right to look at this as a serious issue for communities across Michigan and across the country. I'm glad to say that in East Lansing, this is something that we've been trying to tackle for years now. Our pension liability, unfunded pension liability, is right around $52 million as of our last audited financial statement. So substantial, but manageable. And our OPEB liability, other post-employment benefits, which essentially means the city's unfunded health care liability, is $43 million. So all told, you're talking about something just shy of $100 million in liability between unfunded pension and health care benefits.
That's a lot of money, Nathan.
It is. The good news in East Lansing's regard, though, is that we've stemmed the tide of that growth. So at this point, we're working to cut down on that number. We ended promises of retiree health care beginning 16 years ago. We converted our retirement plans from the traditional defined benefit pensions that helped grow that number to be so large to cost-controlling hybrid plans or defined contribution plans beginning 14 years ago. So East Lansing's really been ahead of the curve in seeing this problem and trying to tackle it. That's not to minimize the magnitude of the challenge that we have moving forward. It is substantial, but we've taken steps to try and mitigate that and actually deal with it.
Fox discussed details of this story by saying that the rate of return that some cities, some counties thought they were going to get, they didn't get, whether it was because they were burying their head in the sand or they didn't get back what was promised. What caused East Lansing to be in such a hole, if you will?
Well, I think the reality is that East Lansing, like communities across the country, made substantial, very generous pension and health care contributions as a regular part of employment contracts for many years. It's always been the case in the public sector that more generous benefits historically compensated for wage levels that were typically less than what similarly educated and experienced employees would be able to get in the private sector, which theoretically makes sense, and I think there's some value in it. The problem, obviously, is that when those promises were made decades ago, people were not extrapolating out what the costs would grow to, and they weren't taking into account the possibility of serious market declines. So while many of these challenges have been around for years, they've really been exacerbated here since 2008 by a declining market. Our contributions have had to go up as the returns on the city's investments have gone down because we're obligated to honor these promises that were made by city councils that came before us. So, you know, I think the practical reality is you've got to look at reducing these costs moving forward and then honoring the promises that have been made by prior councils, resisting the urge to make similar promises that are going to explode the problem in the future.
Okay, specifically, how do you honor the promises while reducing this deficit?
Well, I think I've noted two of the most important things. You know, for new employees that have come into the city, we're no longer making the promise that if you work for East Lansing, you're going to get retiree health care in perpetuity. I'd love to be able to do that. I think it's important that we take care of people who have served our community. We simply can't afford to have more people getting health care from the city who are retired than who are actually working to provide public services. It's just not financially feasible. The same with pension benefits. I think it's important that we provide people who have given service to the city some security in their retirement, and we do that now through what I think is a very good hybrid pension system for most of our employees, so a small guaranteed pension and then a 401k-like defined contribution component. But we're no longer offering all of our employees defined benefit pensions that are going to guarantee a certain level of retirement income, you know, for the remainder of their life. Those are hard decisions to make because we want to respect the work that our employees have done. On the other hand, we can't afford these exploding liabilities. So those two actions have really helped control that And I should note, Tony, that you know sometimes public employees are made out to be the drivers of this problem. I can tell you in East Lansing, our employees have actually been central to helping deal with it. Just this past Tuesday, we approved a modification to the contribution made for retirement costs by our command officers union. They voluntarily agreed to increase the contribution they make on an annual basis by 2%. That's going to help us build assets in this plan and reduce the liabilities in the long run. And they, along with our other bargaining units, have been critical to addressing these problems and the budgetary pressures they create.
Is it realistically possible to get to zero balance when it comes to unfunded liability for pensions and health benefits?
Well, certainly not in the near term. I mean, the objective, obviously, is to make sure that you have adequate plan assets so that you can always make up the pay-as-you-go portion, the portion where you get on an annual basis, which East Lansing and most communities do, and then to chip away at the unfunded portion so that it becomes more manageable. I mean, you're talking about this being something that takes place over decades, not something that takes place over the course of a budget year or two. So I think people have to realize that these liability numbers are going to look substantial for the foreseeable future. But what's important is to see what direction our communities headed. Are they allowing these numbers to explode, or are they reining them in? If communities are reining them in, I think that's the direction they need to be headed, and we need to focus on that component of it.
Nathan Triplett is the mayor pro tem for the city of East Lansing. Tough topic to talk about. We appreciate your candor, Nathan. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.